Weather, fuel, and topography all affect wildfire behavior, and changes in any one of them can greatly impact the way firefighters work the fire lines. It's up to incident meteorologists and fire behavior analysts to help firefighters understand the nature of the particular fire they're battling and how best to contain it quickly and safely. Jeremy Olson is a fire information officer at the Lodgepole Complex Fires. He says those two positions are important for day-to-day and sometimes hour-to-hour decisions.
One of the situations we had here is we knew that there was a wind shift coming so we could put resources on the opposite side of the fire for that next day.
Many of the firefighters working to protect structures and livelihoods in Montana are 18 to 24-year-old men and women. It's crucial that while they're on the fire lines of those fires, that they have people giving them information and analysis they need to do their job.
When we're talking about incident meteorologists and fire behavior, it's about keeping those kids safe and the public that we're here to support.
There are currently more than 140 fire restrictions in Montana and Wyoming. Stage 1 fire restrictions prohibit the building and maintaining of fires and campfires and ban smoking except in enclosed vehicles or buildings. There are exceptions. Stage 2 fire restrictions build on Stage 1 by adding prohibitions between 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. for the operation of internal combustion engines and any welding or torch activity and the use of explosives. Operating motorized vehicles off designated roads and trails is also prohibited. There are fines of up to $5,000 for an individual or $10,000 for an organization and up to 6 months in jail for violating any fire restrictions in the state of Montana. Additionally, any individual or organization found to have started a fire can be held liable for suppression costs and damages. Kay Erickson, YPR News.